Bhagavad Lila, 10th Canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 5, The Meeting of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj Milan. After understanding that Yashoda gave birth to a boy, Nanda Maharaj bathed happily, dressed opulently, and called all the learned brahmanas to perform the birth ceremony. There are some minor controversies regarding Krishna's birth. Some authorities say that Krishna is the son of Mother Yashoda because Yogamaya is described as his younger sister. The Jatakarma ceremony is the birth ceremony, which means cutting the umbilical cord which connects the mother to the child. Vasudeva brought Krishna to Nanda Maharaj's house. This cutting of the umbilical cord could not be done, could not have occurred. There may not even have been any such cutting of the umbilical cord. But in the appearance of the Supreme Lord, such things are still regarded as factual because of his Naralila. Varahadeva appeared from Lord Brahma's nostril. Thus, Brahma is the father. We simply accept that Nanda Maharaj's celebration of Krishna's birth was proper. This ceremony is well known even today as Nandotsav. Baladeva Vidibhushan, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and other Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, they explain that actually two Krishnas were born. Naishwarya Kadambini by Baladeva Vidibhushan. He cites Harivamsa Purana and some other scriptures to describe that Devaki and Vasudeva, they gave birth to Vasudeva Krishna, Chaturbhuj Narayan form, and Mother Yashoda is the eternal mother of Krishna, as is Nanda Maharaj, Vrindavan Krishna, Yashoda Nanda, Nanda Nandan, and he appeared also on the same day at midnight. So two Krishnas were born. And of course, shortly after Krishna was born, and Gokul, as the son of Yashoda and Nanda, this is the Gaudiya conception, and this is how we see it. We believe and we preach that Krishna is the son of Yashoda and Nanda, the Krishna whom we worship, Radhan Krishna, the Krishna of Radharani, the Krishna of Vrindavan, is none other than a direct son of Yashoda and Nanda. That's why it's described in 10th canto that Nanda Maharaj performed the Jatakarma Sanskara. And Jatakarma Sanskara is one of the Dasavita Sanskaras of the human being, which commemorates his appearance in the external world from the womb of his mother. At that time, the umbilical cord is cut. So the umbilical cord of Krishna is described in Dasama Skanda that it was performed by Nanda Maharaj in Gokul, which proves that obviously Krishna is his son, because Vasudeva couldn't have carried Krishna across from Mathura to Gokul with the same umbilical cord. So that was another Krishna. So he carried that Chaturbhuj Krishna, who manifested again in two-arm form, so as not to disturb anyone. He carried him, and when Vasudeva entered the maternity ward in Gokul, he didn't see that on one side of Mother Yashoda there was a beautiful boy, her son, Yashoda Nandan, Krishna. He didn't see. Yogamaya covered his vision, and he did not see that boy. He simply saw lying on the other side of Mother Yashoda the girl, Krishna's younger sister, Yogamaya. And so he put his child on the bed. Is Vasudeva Krishna, who was born in the prison house of King Kansa. And he lifted up, he exchanged his child for that baby girl, who was Krishna's younger sister, Yogamaya, and he carried her across the Yamuna back to the prison house of Kansa in Mathura. And when he got there, then Kansa came to smash her on a stone, and then she manifested not as Yogamaya, but as Mahamaya, Mother Durga, with 10 arms and swords and daggers and arrows and bows and shields and all these things. and threatened to kill him and told him that the cause of his death is born elsewhere and it's not her, so he should look elsewhere. When Vasudev left his son on the bed, and the Acharyas, Baladevi, Devotion, Vishnu, Chakravarti Thakur, and others say that that Vasudev Krishna, he merged into the body of the already existing Krishna who was there, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, the original form of Krishna, the Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So that boy, that Vasudev's Krishna, he merged into the original form of Krishna, his mother Yashoda's son, so then he stayed there. And when that Krishna grew up in Gokul and killed any demons like Putana, Nagasura, Trinavarta, etc., then the Vasudev Krishna within him was actually the forum form, Narayan form, the Aishwarya form of Godhead. He came out and killed those demons like Putana, etc. Whereas Krishna's always playing. He's a play lord. Nanda Nandan, Yashoda Nandan, Krishna, Damodara Madhav, and Vrindavan, he's always playing. He plays with Putana like a mother, but then she tries to kill him, then Vasudev Narayan comes out of Krishna. Vasudev Krishna manifests as Narayan from within Krishna and kills Putana and Agasura and Trinavarta and all these other demons. And Krishna just plays. And then after the demon is killed, he goes back inside. To celebrate the Nandotsav, the big festival, Nanda's Utsav, Nanda Ke Ananda Bhai, Jai Kaniya Lalaki, Hatigora Palaki, Jai Kaniya Lalaki. I sing Jai Kaniya Lalaki. Nanda Ke Ananda Bhai. Nanda Ke Ananda Bhai. Oh, everyone's in bliss. Oh, brothers, it's a blissful occasion because Nanda Maharaj had a son. At the age of 90, he was about 90 and his wife was about 80 years old. So it was a very old age and quite amazing phenomenon to have such, at an old age, have a child, what to speak of a son. They had no other issue. It was a great cause of distress for all the Brijavasis and his kingdom, what to speak of he and Yashoda. But finally, by the mercy of the arrangement of Krishna, he appeared. The Brahmanas recited Vedic mantras to purify the environment with the Shabda Brahman. Everything can be purified. Unless it's purified, it will infect us with contamination. So different objects become purified by different practices. Land becomes purified by time. Bathing purifies the body. Cleansing with soap, unclean things are purified. The senses are purified by austerity. Money and wealth and possessions are purified by offering them in charity to Brahmins. By satisfaction, the mind is purified. And by Krishna consciousness, the entire being, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, the soul is purified. Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadavagna Nirvapanam, Shreya Kaivravichandra Kavicharanam, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Anandam Budivardhanam, Pratipadam Purnamrita Swaranam, Sarvatma Snapanam, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Kaler Doshanadhe Rajan, Astika Mahagan, Kirtanad Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Everything is contaminated in Kali Yuga, full of dosh, faults, contamination, mal. But there's one mahagun, one good thing, Krishna Kirtan, which purifies everything. Mantan, Dan, everything is purified by engaging in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. There were various brahmanas reciting the Puranas and histories of the royal families, singers, dancers, musical instruments. The cows, bulls, and calves were worshipped with a mixture of smeared with turmeric oil and various minerals. The cows were covered with colorful cloth, and beautiful flower garlands were draped on their necks, and peacock feathers were tied to their heads. So they looked very attractive and beautiful. The Gwals dressed themselves opulently with coats and turbans and valuable ornaments. and carried gifts in their hands to present to Nanda Maharaj. Brajapur was decorated with flags and gates made of flower garlands, mango leaves, and pieces of cloth, like we often see when there's a saptaha or a wedding in India. They make some gates on the street to let you know something's happening in that area. Entrance and exit gates, swagatam, welcome, and various colored cloths and wrapped around bamboo poles and strings of mango leaves and banana trees stuck here and there and flags and festoons. And these are all auspicious articles that purify the atmosphere with color and vibration. The courtyards and entrances were nicely swept and washed. The gopis were pleased to hear that Yashoda gave birth to a son, and they dressed very meticulously. Their lotus faces were extraordinarily beautiful, decorated with saffron kunkum and kajal on their eyes, full breasts and hips, and they moved attractively as they rushed to Mother Yashoda's house carrying gifts in their hands. The gopis carried gold coins, jeweled necklaces, silk cloth, kusha grass, chandan, flower garlands, and similar offerings on golden plates. These were simple cowherd women running around with golden tallies. And we're like really doing great if we have a stainless steel tali. Because they lived a very natural life in the village, the women developed a natural feminine beauty, like carrying water pots and milk pots on their head and walking. They were very beautiful. In modern civilization, women don't live naturally, so their hips and breasts do not develop a natural fullness. Because of artificial living, women have lost their natural beauty. Although they claim to be independent and advanced, this description of the village life of Krishna's time in Vrindavan is quite different what we find in the Western countries today, where topless and bottomless beauty may be easily purchased in clubs and shops for public advertisements. The gopis were decorated with brilliant earrings, lockets, bangles, and colorful dresses, and showers of flowers fell from their hair onto the street as they walked quickly to Nanda's house. These were not ordinary women. The gopis were Nija Sarva Shakti, expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency and his Nitya Parishads. Arriving in Nanda Maharaj's house, the wives and daughters of the cowherd men went and offered blessings to the baby Krishna, saying, "May you become the king of Braj and long maintain its inhabitants." They sprinkled a mixture of haldi powder, oil, and water upon the baby and offered auspicious prayers. In great happiness, the gopas splashed one another with yogurt, condensed milk, butter, and water. They threw the mixture on the women as well, and the women reciprocated, smearing the men's bodies, and they were smearing each other's bodies with butter. Learned astrologers calculated the horoscope of the child, and then Nanda Maharaj gave lavish charity to the Brahmins to please Lord Vishnu. In charity, Nanda Maharaj gave 2 million cows, fully decorated with cloth and jewels, and 7 hills of grains, covered with jewels and cloth, that was decorated with golden embroidery. Nanda Maharaj gave charity to the Sutas, Magadas, Vandis, and others according to their position, and thus everyone became satisfied. Rohini, the mother of Baladev, was greatly honored by Nanda and Yashoda. Gorgeously decorating herself, she wandered here and there, receiving the female guests. Nanda Maharaj appointed some men to look after Gokul, and he went to Mathura to pay the yearly taxes to King Kansa. Actually, Nanda's concern was only for the welfare of his newborn child. He worshipped demigods and forefathers and gave charity to everyone's satisfaction. He wanted to pay his taxes and give some gifts to Kamsa to keep him satisfied. He already heard how Nanda had heard that Kamsa's henchmen were already traveling around Braj killing all the babies. So he advised the coward men to protect his child carefully. When Vasudev heard that his friend Nanda had come to Mathura, he went there where he was staying. Vasudev and Nanda were stepbrothers. Vasudev's father, Shurasen, married two women. One was a Vaishya and one was a Kshatriya. From the Vaishya, Nanda was born. And Nanda married a Vaishya girl, Yashoda. And from the Kshatriya wife, then Vasudev was born. Thus, Krishna and Balaram, who always carries a plow in his hand, took charge of Vaishya activities when they grew up. Balaram's plow represents Krishi Raksha, farming, and Krishna represents Goraksha, cow protection. Nanda was overjoyed to meet Vasudev. He got up and embraced him, because Vasudev is older. After being seated, Vasudev inquired about the welfare of his two sons. He said, "My dear brother, at an advanced age you were sonless and hopeless of having one. And therefore, you have gotten a son. It is a sign of great fortune. It is also good fortune that I am seeing you. Indeed, now that I am released from prison, I feel that I have gotten a new life. Just as many sticks and straws that are floating together may be swept apart by the force of a river's current, even family members may not stay together because of the effect of their past deeds and the waves of time. My dear friend Nanda, is the place where you are living favorable for the cows, being full of water and nice grass? I hope there's no inconvenience or trouble for you or your people. My son Baladev considers you and your wife to be his mother and father. Is he living peacefully in your home along with his real mother, Rohini? When one can live with his friends and relatives, his activities of Dharmart Kam are a source of pleasure. Otherwise, if his friends and relatives are not properly situated, Dharmart and Kam can give no real happiness." Vasudev knew very well that Yashoda had given birth to a female child whom he had stolen and replaced with Krishna. By his inquiries, Vasudev wanted to find out if Nanda had learned of this. Seeing that Nanda accepted Krishna as his own son, Vasudev felt relieved, knowing that Kansa also could not have understood the real truth. Vasudev felt separation from Krishna, and because Kansa would certainly try to kill the child by sending numerous terrible demons, he inquired about the safety of Nanda's residence. Nanda Maharaj replied to Vasudev, "King Kansa killed so many of your children, Vasudev, and your daughter went to the heavenly planets. Everyone is certainly controlled by destiny, which gives us the results of our fruit of activities." Vasudev replied, "My dear brother, because you have already paid your taxes and seen me, do not stay here any longer. You had better quickly return to Gokul, for I know that there may be some disturbances." After hearing this, Nanda Maharaj took permission from Vasudev, and then along with his associates, the gopas, they connected their carts to the bulls and departed for Gokul.